From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Well, preparations for celebrations for Pride Weekend are underway here in the city of San Francisco. We'll tell you a little bit more about the parade route and other preps that are underway.
Plus, we're staying on the fire watch this morning, the challenging work for crews in the Bay Area after several fires kept them on alert and busy.
We have a case of monkeypox in the South Bay. What you need to know about it this morning.
And Congress close to passing its most far-reaching gun control legislation in decades. The next step to make it happen on Capitol Hill. Good morning. It's Friday, June 24th. I'm Lynn Keats.
Good morning, Sunshine. I'm Amanda Starantino. And this weekend, San Francisco Pride Parade and celebration is happening. It's the first time since 2019 in person. So we have live team coverage this morning with everything that you need to know. So we're going to start with First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. Oh, actually, we're not going to start with her, but I'm going to just introduce her because she's here to talk about the weather for this weekend. Gianna is also here to help you get to your parade routes.
But first, we want to start with Jocelyn Moran, live from where Sunday's Pride Parade will start at Market and Bill. And Jocelyn, a lot of excitement ahead, including for many businesses out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just had a parade on Monday for the Warriors. So another few exciting days for the city of San Francisco, especially, you know, given the pandemic. This is the first time the parade is back since the pandemic began. So definitely a boost for businesses in the area. But let's talk a little bit about the parade route and give you an idea of what you can expect. That is going to start on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. It starts at Market and Beale Street, closest to the Embarcadero Station, and it will end at Market and 8th Street, closest to the Civic Center Station. Public transit, including BART, got a good look at busy ridership on Monday, and BART says expected to be heavy this weekend as well.
So we're going to have extra trains that will be available, and we'll use those as needed. We've got five-line service on Sundays for the first time because we started that in February. And so we'll have more trains than we've ever had for Pride Parade.
Yeah, so be ready for all of that. BART also says they will have more staff too. And SFPD is expected to talk a little bit more this morning as far as safety when it comes to Pride celebrations. But again, a lot of things that are on people's mind right now is just getting to all of these celebrations happening this weekend. So Gianna, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, Jocelyn, I hope everyone's planning ahead because there are going to be a lot of people in San Francisco this weekend. So if you are headed out to Pride, especially on Sunday for the parade, expect busy conditions and expect a lot of people to be on public transit, but that's your best option, guys. Embarcadero to Civic Center, if you're taking BART, any station in between there will get you there pretty easily since the route is along Market Street. They are recommending that you go to Embarcadero if you're actually marching in the parade, and then use Powell, Montgomery, Civic Center. Otherwise, if you're just standing along the sides there and kind of watching all the festivities, make sure that Clipper card is handy. Either have it or have it on your phone. Muni Metro Subway, also a great option. They will also have that 3045 SOMA shuttle between Caltrain and the Mission. That will also help out getting around the area, and hopefully it will be a beautiful weekend. So Jessica, how's it looking for Pride on Sunday?
Finally, after all this heat, I can say it is going to be a beautiful weekend for us as we head into Pride events and festivities. The Pride Parade on Sunday alone, we're expecting, as it kicks off, for the temperatures to be sitting in the low to mid 70s, low to mid 60s, turning into upper 60s as we head throughout the event. So let's take it a step back, though. Daytime highs today also very stunning, starting off with a beautiful sunrise this morning. Official sunrise has already happened. However, let's take a look at what we can expect for our microclimates across the board. So for our friends down in San Jose, we are still above average, but it's a lot more calm than how we started off this week when originally it was about 25 degrees above average. Now, San Francisco, we have that marine layer, that fog rolling its way in as I speak, and that'll continue to be the trend for us as we head into the afternoon. It'll pull back in the evening hours, but temperatures are still left in the 60s near San Francisco, 80s all the way up closer to San Rafael, and 90s up in our East Inland Hills. We'll have more on that coming up in the full forecast, but for now, back to you.
Jessica, thanks. Looks good. Come join us for our live Pride special this Sunday starting at 10 a.m. on KPIX and CBS News Bay Area.
Now to our fire watch. Let's start first with the now contained scenic fire. This is in the town of Port Costa. It's one of four major fires to spark in the Bay Area in the last 24 hours. Now crews are cleaning up the Port Costa fire after a frantic evacuation for people who live in the area. Along with the volunteer fire department, neighboring agencies like CAL FIRE also sprung into action. It quickly turned into a 2-alarm fire and burned 140 acres. Now, fire crews were keeping busy in the East Bay as well, battling another fire. The Canyon Fire burned along the Pleasanton Ridge, prompting evacuations along Kilcare Road and Golden Eagle Estates. CAL FIRE was able to stop the progress on the fire, holding it at 71 acres and lifting evacuations shortly after. Two firefighters were injured. One was hit by a falling tree branch and the other suffering from heat exhaustion. Both were taken to a local hospital and are expected to be okay.
In Solano County, a 26-acre fire that forced evacuations north of Vacaville is now 80% contained. And PG&E tells us it started when a driver crashed into one of their power poles. Let's go over here. A fire burning east of Livermore has now grown to about 300 acres in size. Crews have been battling the flames near the border between Alameda and San Joaquin counties. Thankfully, this fire is not threatening any homes.
Time now for a look at what's happening and some other top stories this morning. San Jose's police chief will speak at a news conference this afternoon about Wednesday's officer-involved shooting. Now, authorities believe the suspect killed two people in San Jose and Modesto. After a chase and crash, he barricaded himself for hours in San Jose. Authorities say he pointed a gun at a special operations officer, and that's when police opened fire and killed him.
Santa Clara County has announced its first suspected case of monkeypox. San Francisco, Sacramento, and Monterey County also have probable cases. A decision is expected from the World Health Organization today on whether the outbreak of monkeypox should be considered a global health crisis. The organization held an emergency meeting yesterday. The number of cases worldwide now exceeds 3,000.
Let's take a live look now at Capitol Hill, where the Senate just passed a bill that aims to crack down on gun violence. The bipartisan Safer Communities Act passed by a vote 65 to 33. It would expand background checks, bar domestic offenders from purchasing guns, and increase federal support for school security and mental health programs. The House is expected to vote on the measure today.